So what we're going to do, the reason I have the guitar here is because we want to use this to chant the prayers to the Lord and to sing a Dave. And the reason we're going to chant the prayers to the Lord and to sing a Dave rather than Jai Radhama Madhava using the cartels is because we have a lot of devotees in Ukraine. And for those of you who have been looking at the news or aware of what's going on in the world, there is a war going on in Ukraine right now, and a lot of people, both Russians and Ukrainians, are actually in danger. So we don't want, it's very important to note that we don't want to accuse one side or accuse another side. You can have your own opinions about these things, but if we publicly accuse one side or another side, we can endanger devotees in Russia. We have tens of thousands of devotees in Russia. So remember that. No matter who you think is at fault, that, you know, we all have our own opinions. That's another issue. But publicly, we should not, let's say, take a position that is attributed to the Krishna consciousness movement at this particular point, because we do not want to have the Hare Krishna movement in Russia considered persona non grata. In other words, not to be accepted in Russia. It's a major, Russia is one of our major areas of preaching, as is Ukraine, as is China, as is everywhere in the world. I was actually asked the question today, is that Ukraine, do we have the most devotees in Ukraine? Is the most Krishna conscious country? And my answer was, Fiji per capita has the most devotees. But Ukraine per number, not as many as Russia. And actually the most devotees are in India. Because everybody in India is naturally a Vaishnava, whether they realize it or not. Because many people in India don't realize it, and many people do realize it, but are in denial. So like Prabhupada said, sometimes it's harder to wake someone up who is pretending to be asleep than to wake someone up who is actually asleep. If someone is actually asleep, you just shake them, I wake up. But if you're pretending, hope he goes away, hope he goes away. But everyone in India is naturally Krishna conscious, no matter what religion you're actually brought up in. You're naturally Krishna conscious, so don't pretend anymore. Now's the time to be Krishna conscious. Anyway, we're going to chant the prayers to the Lord Nrisimhadev and pray at the same time. We ask you all to pray later during the day or tomorrow or the next few days or next few weeks for the safety of all of our members in Russia and in Ukraine, because they're actually in danger. One devotee was hit by a sniper, and I think he's all right now. But he's hit in the hand and the chest by a sniper and wasn't able to go to the hospital because of the situation there. So it's really important that we pray, because prayer is all that we can do. I was speaking today to devotees in Hungary and also in Czech and in Poland, and I asked them if they need any help with all the refugees, and they said not yet. Because I have lined up some minor, major donors in Europe who are ready to contribute a few hundred thousand dollars to them. But they said it's not gotten to the stage yet, but they're expecting in the future that there'll be hundreds of thousands of refugees. And one of the reasons they don't have so many refugees is that the men are not allowed to leave the country of Ukraine. Any man that's within like 16 to 60, 61, 62 is not allowed to leave Ukraine because they're all being enlisted into the army. And so many of the families have decided to stay with them. But there are several hundred thousand outside of the country. But the devotees, they're mainly taking shelter in Kiev in the temple there, which is right in the center of the city. And it's a beautiful temple. There's two stories underground, which gives them shelter if there's some bombing in that particular area. But fortunately, so far, nothing has happened. So we ask everyone to pray, and so we will chant the prayers to the Lord Nrisimhadev to all pray for everyone's safety, both the Russian devotees and Ukrainian devotees. Namaste, not a string haya. Namaste, not a string haya. A lot of love. Yuk Hossi Urvatsaka Sila Tam Dana Kolai Tuna Singha Paratuna Singha Yatoya mitatona singa Bakina singo, Ridaina singo Sringamatim, Chadanambra Pajoy Sringamatim, Chadanambra Drop a joy. Come a gonna come a love a brain a come a book to sing. Dani da, Iranya Kasi Pudano bring. Hey, Sava Dreta. Jaira Gare Saure 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 Jaira Come and love and pray and come and go to sing. Narita, Hiranya Kasipu, Dano bring. Ace of a Drita, Nara Hari Rupa, Nara Gitti Saude. Jaira Gare Sade Jaira Gare Sade Makara Kamala Vena Kama Muta Singa Dari Dari Ranya Kasi Kudana Vena Isama Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paravitakacharya, Olsa Teta Satashi Shiman, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanaha, Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Ananda Koti, Vaishnav Rinda Kijai, Namacharya Shidohidas Thakuru Kijai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shidwaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopanath, Shaya Mukunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturadam Kijai, Jagadatasami Kijai, Yuvanamai Kijai, Shrimati Tulasi Devi Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrind Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakta Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani, Pacharini, Nivashesha, Shunyavadi, Paschacha, Deja Tarani. So, Omagana, Timidanda, Shagadan, Jina, Shalakaya, Chakshunan, Meditam, Yena, Tasmai, Shigurave, Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada, so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So again, we ask everyone to pray for the welfare, the health, the safety, the Krishna consciousness of all the devotees, actually everywhere, but especially in Ukraine and Russia today. And pray that the war will be over soon. This is a dangerous world. I mean, we're actually all at war in one sense, but this is actually a particular situation that's more dangerous than the rest. So, as I mentioned, today is the celebration of, well, actually, Tuesday is the celebration of Shivaratri. So we're very fortunate here that we're going to be celebrating today, or at least talking today about Lord Shiva. And then, next Sunday, we're going to actually have the puja and the celebration, the big celebration, and I'll have a little presentation, a slide presentation about Lord Shiva. So I want to say a few words about Lord Shiva and his position today. And after that, if we have some time, I want to mention about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, whose disappearance day it is today. So two very important things occurred today, or we're celebrating today. So as far as who Lord Shiva is, there's many different injunctions or shlokas or verses that describe his position. So we're going to be talking a little bit in the beginning about what's called ontology, that means who he is, and who he is in relationship to Krishna. Of course, Krishna is God, we understand that. And he is situated in Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost planet of the spiritual world. And as we see here on the altar, he's with his girlfriend, Radharani. Sometimes people ask me, you know, what does God do? And my answer is, he's on vacation all the time. Because if you're the boss and you don't need anything and you have everything and everybody has to listen to you, and you know everything, you're all-powerful, and all those omni words, then certainly you're not going to be working, are you? The only time you work is when you need something. If you don't need anything, you know, self-sufficient, then the only thing you do is engage in the most pleasant thing that there is, which is what? Loving exchanges, right? You know, we need so many things, like we have to go to the doctor. Krishna doesn't have to go to the doctor. He has a spiritual body. No dentist for Krishna, right? No ear ENT doctors, ear, nose, and throat doctors. So he put the rest of you out of business. So And so what he does is he enjoys, and he enjoys relationships. And if you could say he wants anything, he wants us. The only thing he's lacking is us, because he's given us the free will to choose whether or not we can be with him. So Krishna has plenty of assistants who help him. These are different demigods. And even Krishna's expansions, they assist Krishna. So Krishna expands as what we call Vishnu Tattva expansions, like Lord Vishnu, and even Lord Rama's an expansion of Krishna, and they're all the same person, Advaita Chutanadi or Anantarupa Madhyam Purana Purusham Abhiyavanam Cha, which I've described many times before. So each and every one of those expansions, they're called Vishnu Tattva. That's a category. They're all the same. It's just Krishna acting differently in different circumstances, simultaneously in different places, etc. So there's one Vishnu Tattva expansion named Sada Shiva. Interesting. The word Shiva is actually one of the names of Vishnu. Did you know that? If you look at the Vishnu Sahasranama, Shiva means, does anyone know what Shiva means? I know what it means, but what? Means very auspicious. Very, very auspicious. You have to pronounce it right, Shiva, not Shiva. Because if you pronounce it wrong, it means something different. So it means very. So the original aspect of Lord Shiva is actually Vishnu Tattva, who's called Sadashiva in the spiritual world. That's why you find described about the Pancha Tattva that Advaita Acharya, who is Vishnu Tattva, is described as Sadashiva also, an expansion of Sadashiva. So from that, Sadashiva in the spiritual world expands the different manifestations of Lord Shiva that we know in this world. The first manifestation we find of Lord Shiva in this world is coming from Lord Vishnu's glance. The Brahma Sangita describes that at the time of the creation of this material world, there's several things. There is what's called the pradana, which means a lump of clay, basically. Not clay, really. But the unmanifest stage of the material world, which has no souls in it, no energy, it's just matter without energy. It's like, actually it's interesting, the scientists talk about this, like if you were to compress matter, is any scientists here? So if you could compress all the matter in the earth, how big would that be? And all the subatomic particles and everything would be compressed. How big would it be, Aditya? It would be a speck. A speck, an infinitesimal speck. In other words, we are mostly space. I mean, not we. The body is mostly space. That's interesting, isn't it? If you compress all this space between the subatomic particles or the energy in the cell, you know, whether you consider an electron to be energy or matter, you know, that's a different thing. But anyway, there would just be something infinitesimal, the whole universe infinitesimal. That's interesting. So that really is very much in line with our cosmology from the Vedic literatures. Because in the Vedic literatures, everything was very infinitesimal. And when it comes out of the body of who? Which Vishnu? Mahavishnu, it expands. But it expands due to the injection of energy, the energetic particles. Who are the energetic particles? Us, jivas. They're injected. The exact word used in the Brahma Samhita is saikshita. That means he glances. And you may say, how can he do that with his glance? Well, he's God. He can do anything he wants with anything. The Brahma Samhita says, what? Angani yasha sakalen driya dri ti manti. That Krishna can do anything with any part of his body. He doesn't even have to do it with his body. He's optikama. He can just want it to happen. I like to be like that too, but it doesn't work. You know, there's this whole theory that some people have that's called the secret, that you just simply want it to happen. So I was sitting down the other day, I want a bigger temple. And I thought, you know, I walk out of my room, and there's a bigger temple. Then you just wake up one morning. It's also like the story of Sudama Brahman, you know, he comes home, and he finds a palace and everything like that, and servants, and a Tesla in his garage, and all those other things. So it didn't work like that. I mean, I want a lot of things I don't get. I mean, a lot of things I shouldn't want. It's fortunate I don't get. But anyway, that's another thing. So a Christian's not like that. He wants something, he gets it. So he's aptakama. Saikshita means any one of his senses, he can do anything with any one of his senses. That's Angani, Asha, Shakalendri, Adri, Timanti. And so he glances at the material energy and he puts the living entities into the material energy. Therefore, the little particles of matter, they expand into different universes. It's called the multiverse. Anyone's heard of the multiverse before? Scientists talk about the multiverse. So there's multiverses. That's short for multi-universes, if you don't know what I'm talking about. So he looks at, and then that glance is also a person. That's really amazing. What do they say, if looks could kill? My glance is not a person. All it is a bunch, nothing. Anyway, all I'm doing is seeing a bunch of photons. I'm not even seeing the photons, but a bunch of photons are hitting the back of the eye and then, you know, through the optic nerve. And then somehow or other indirectly, the soul is getting all this information and the soul is thinking, I'm seeing. But the soul's not seeing. It's simply the interaction of the material elements with other material elements or with material energy. So Krishna's glance is a person, and that person's name is what? Shambhu. Wow. There's Lord Shiva, first manifestation of Lord Shiva. There's Shambhu, and Shambhu interacts with the material energy, which is also personified. That's Durga. That's why when you worship Lord Shiva, you have the Shiva Linga, the Linga Leoni. You understand? And Lord Shiva, therefore, is everyone's father in a real sense. I mean, I know Krishna is the original father because we are Mama Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanatmak Manashastani Indriyani Prakritistani Karshati, according to the Gita, that we are his parts and parcels. And Krishna also says Aham Bija Pada Pita in the Gita, which means he's the father of everyone, right? So that's Krishna. But Lord Shiva, as an expansion of Krishna, and at this point, he's not Vishnu Tattva anymore. He's not in the same category as God. He's in a special category of his own. Wow. He's not us either. I mean, you look at all the demigods. They're generally jiva souls. You can become Lord Brahma. I remember when I first joined the Hare Krishna movement, I really liked to manage. No, I don't anymore. And I was told by a particular sannyasi, you're going to become Lord Brahma in your next life. And I said, that sounds good. How many heads do I get? The more the better. So, but if you like to, you like to control, like if you're, I guess if you're really romantic and you're really good, you can become a demigod, you become Indra. And very romantic, and you can see all the dancing girls all the time on the heavenly planets. Right? That's what's happening in the heavenly planet. What do they do for recreation? No Bollywood movies. They get the original Bollywood there. So you and I, can we become Brahma, Indra? We can't become Durga, we can't become Shiva. We can become Vayu. We can become Agni. Because these are titles of the position. Like someone could become president or vice president or member of the Supreme Court. But that's not their name. So Indra has a name. Don't ask me what his name is. I don't know. Never met him. But he has a name, and then that's his position as Indra. Actually, the word Indra is also a name of God, too, which is interesting. Brahma means the greatest. Indra, you know, so a lot of the names of the demigods are part of the Vishnu Sahasranama. If anyone's chanted the Vishnu Sahasranama, because there are actually many of the names are names of the Supreme Lord. So anyway, that's one manifestation of Lord Shiva, that he consorts with Maya, and he's putting all of us into this material world. And so he's our father. It's very interesting. Another manifestation of Lord Shiva comes about as sort of like the destroyer of the material creation. And this first manifestation as the destroyer comes about when Lord Brahma is having some trouble with his children. Like I'm sure some of you had trouble with your children. So at this particular point, Lord Brahma wanted to arrange some marriages for his four little boys. They're about 5 years old. You know, I guess in the heavenly planets, you arrange marriages pretty early. Well, actually, it's described generally in the heavenly planets, there's no children. There's no crying, no diapers, none of that cute stuff. She's hugging the little baby. And I said, oh no, how can I go to the heavenly planets? No babies there. No babies, you know, no. What's life without babies? Life means, without babies, means going in airplanes and not hearing crying all the time. So anyway, Lord Brahma had these four little children, the four Kumaras. And he wanted to get them married. Naturally, you know, a parent wants to get their children married too. But these four little boys had a different idea. They were pretty determined not to get married because they are very expert in philosophy. And they knew this material world's temporary. So he said to them, getting married. And they said, no, Dad. And Prabhupada actually said, it's interesting, Prabhupada said, that's the one time you can disobey the order of your spiritual master. If he asks you to get married, but I've never seen anyone disobey Prabhupada's order when he asked them to get married. I saw one person when Prabhupada told him to get married after he asked Prabhupada for sannyas, that he took 2 days to follow the second order of Prabhupada, getting married. So the four Kumaras, they were told to get married. And they said no. And Lord Brahma, being the controller of the mode of passion, it's called a guna avatar. Guna means like rope or modes of nature. So Lord Brahma, he just got angry, but, you know, he controlled it. He didn't start screaming and yelling like most of us would when we're angry. It just popped out of him, and you had these rudras. Rudra means like anger. And so they started, 11 of them, they started to destroy the whole universe. And it wasn't the time, because the universe is supposed to be destroyed. Lord Shiva destroys the universe as Tandava and Nritya at the end of the creation. So Lord Brahma didn't know what to do. So he thought, well, you want to calm them down? Get them married. So he got them married to 11 Rudranis, and they were calm, and they waited till the end of the universe, till they destroyed everything. So that's another manifestation of Lord Shiva. Another is as one of the guna avatars. Like we mentioned, guna means rope, guna means modes of nature. There's three modes of nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Now, the mode of goodness, Lord Vishnu takes charge of. The mode of passion, Lord Brahma takes charge of. And the mode of ignorance, Lord Shiva takes charge of. He's not in ignorance. That's his business, to take charge of the mode of ignorance. So that's another manifestation of Lord Shiva. And another manifestation, I'm discussing different manifestations, how he is in basically all pervasive. Lord Shiva is present in anger. Like if you or I get angry, that's a manifestation of Lord Shiva. That doesn't give you an excuse to get angry. Like you get angry at your husband or wife and start yelling at them, and they say, don't get angry. And you say, this is Lord Shiva. You should not try to correct Lord Shiva. No. Inappropriately, that's his energy that's being expressed. So don't say that, you know, just like I find devotees use all sorts of excuses. This is just the modes of nature. This is the mode of ignorance, and don't blame me, it's just the mode of ignorance. The mode of passion. No, and Krishna says in the Gita that everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the three modes of nature. No one can refrain from doing something even for a moment, so don't blame me. If Krishna says it, it must be true. But Krishna also gives us the ability, mamcha yovyavacharena bhakti yogena sevate, sagunan samatichai tan brahma bhuyaya kalpate, that if you like, by performing devotional service, you can overcome the influence of the modes of nature. So another manifestation of Lord Shiva is very interesting. I mean, they're all very interesting. Is that Lord Shiva is in the holy dham as the, what we call the Dikpala. Dikpala means he's a guardian. He protects people who don't belong in the holy dham from entering the holy dham. And there's several interesting stories about this. Of course, first, for himself to enter into Vrindavan, he had to assume a different form. He actually was told that if you want to guard Vrindavan, you have to guard Vrindavan as a lady. So he took birth, he took a bath in Manasarovara, and he became Gopishvara Mahadev. And if you go to Vrindavan today, you will actually see deities of Gopishvara Mahadev, that means Lord Shiva, as a gopi. And as a gopi, he guards the most intimate pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, in Braj. And there's one interesting story of how he guards those pastimes. Once upon a time, Narada Muni wanted to enter Braj. Now, Narada Muni generally is worshipping Krishna in a mood of awe and reverence. You know, Narayan, 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 Narayan. It's great. I have no problems with that. Saved a Jamyo. So he was wanted to enter, but he didn't have the qualification of being a lady. So it's interesting that in the pastimes, all the pastimes of Krishna, were all Prakriti, and Krishna's the Purusha. Many people, or everybody in this world, tries to be Purusha. That means people in female bodies try to be controllers too, by controlling the men. And people in male bodies try to be controllers by controlling the women. In different ways, which we cannot mention. So we all enjoy controlling. Ishwaraham, aham bogi, siddham, balavan suki. This is just from the chapter Divine and Divaniac Natures, as Krishna describes. I'm the controller, I'm perfect, I'm powerful, I'm happy. So we're all trying to be Purusha, but Krishna is the Purusha, and we're all Prakriti. So Narada Muni, he wanted to enter Vrindavan and see Krishna's Rasa Leela. But then what happened is that he got stopped. Hey, you think you're a male. You cannot enter. And he was stopped by Gopishvara Mahadev, by Lord Shiva, who said, you have to stop, you can only become a lady. And Narada Muni said, how am I going to become a lady? You know, nowadays, of course, it's considered very popular where people, like transgender. So, this is not mundane, not material. Material means you want to change your body by changing, you know, going to a hospital or something like that, injecting some hormones. But this is spiritual. In the spiritual plane, we're all female in relationship to Krishna, in an ontological sense. Of course, there are coward boys too, I understand that. But we're all female in relationship to Krishna, so you men better get used to it. That we're subservient to Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants, he can crush us by his embrace, leave us brokenhearted by not being present before us. And he's completely free to do anything and everything, and he'll always remain our worshipful Lord unconditionally. So, therefore, Narada Muni, he had to go to the Kushama Sarovara. There's a certain corner of the Kushama Sarovara, which I won't tell you where it is. And you bathe in it, and you become a lady. And he became a lady, and his name was Naradi. One time I gave that name to one of my disciples at initiation, she got really upset. Said, what are you calling me Narada Muni for? And I had to explain the whole scenario. And Narada Muni was told by Krishna, when Krishna saw Narada Muni, that he should stay in Braj and write the Narada Bhakti Sutras and the Narada Pancharatra. So there's a place called Narada Kund, right near the Kushama Sarovar there. So anyway, and there's many, many pastimes of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also known as Ashutosh. And Ashutosh means he's easily pleased and easily angered. Just like that one story in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vrikasura story. Once upon a time, there was a devotee of Lord Shiva, and he wanted to please Lord Shiva how? By offering his flesh to Lord Shiva, actually. You don't have to do that. Actually, if you want to please Lord Shiva, you worship Vishnu, because it's described that Lord Shiva says, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aparadam, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasmat Parataram Devi Samit Param, what is that? Anyway, Param. So he says that of all types of worship, worship of Vishnu is the topmost. And higher than that, Vishnu Param, Twadiyanam Samarchanam, that's it. Twadiyanam Samarchanam. Then higher than that is worship of those things connected to Vishnu, especially Vishnu's devotees. So if you want to please Lord Shiva, that's how you actually please him. Otherwise, you can get a benediction very easily from him, material benediction, but that benediction may be the cause of your problems. Like in the case of this demon that we're going to talk about, Vrikasura, he wanted to really take over the universe. Ultimately, he wanted to take away Parvati from Lord Shiva. Can you imagine how envious that person was? So in order to please Lord Shiva, he was taking pieces of his flesh and offering it into the fire. And eventually he was going to offer his head into the fire, and Lord Shiva said, no, I'm very, very pleased with you. Therefore, because I am so pleased with you, ask for benediction. And this person asked for benediction that whosoever head he touched would split into billions of pieces. Obviously, that means you're dead. You know, it doesn't, can't glue them together with super glue after that. And so Lord Shiva said, all right, here's a benediction. So he's very easily pleased. I mean, sometimes Krishna says to Lord Shiva, be careful, don't give these benedictions. You keep giving these benedictions, it causes you trouble. But he's very liberal. We can take advantage of that, not for touching people's heads and causing them to split into 1,000 or 1,000,000 pieces. We can take advantage of that by praying to Lord Shiva. I mean, like right today we're talking about praying to Lord Shiva for the safety of the devotees in Ukraine and in Russia. So we can pray. There's nothing wrong with praying to Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva is a Vaishnava. But what's wrong is if you think that Lord Shiva, Yastu Narayanam Devanam Brahma Rudradi Daivata, Samit Panaiva Viksheta Sapa Shandi Bhavatruvam. Does anyone know that verse? That if one equates others with Lord Vishnu, then he becomes a Pashandi. And those of you from India know what a Pashandi is. roughly translated, it's an atheist, outcast, all the bad things in one. So it's all right to pray to Lord Shiva. You have to see who he is, just like we pray to Prabhupada. But if I think that Prabhupada is God, that's, I'm a Pashandi. Horrible. Prabhupada got very angry. For a certain point in our movement, some devotees started to say that Prabhupada was God. Prabhupada got so angry, he kicked them out of the Hare Krishna movement. So Lord Shiva will get angry if you equate him with his worshipable deity. Like if someone who likes me so much were to say, okay, you're Krishna. I mean, sometimes I've seen that between married couples. The lady will say, you're my Krishna. And the man will say, you're my Radharani. But then after a while it becomes, you're my Durga. But anyway, that's... with a trident. So I've seen that happen sometimes. But actually, it's an offense to consider anyone to be like Krishna or Radharani. That, I mean, they're Krishna and Radharani. So this particular individual, he wanted to possess Durga. So Lord said to Lord Shiva, we mentioned before, we get the benediction, whoever's head I touch splits into millions of pieces. And so first thing he did was try to chase after Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva honored his benediction. Lord Shiva was running away, trying to escape from this individual. Lord Shiva went to Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu said, you know, I guess I got to take care of this for you. Because, you know, there's too much for you to handle. Because Lord Shiva went to the spiritual world to try to get away. And Lord Vishnu said, okay, I'll take care of this, but don't offer any more benedictions like this. It's the problem with being liberal. He's very liberal, which is good for us. That's compassionate. I mean, just like he was so liberal, he drank the ocean of poison when there was the churning of the ocean, the milk ocean, just to save us. I mean, he really cares. He loves us. So it's a good quality. So then Lord Vishnu said, okay, I'll take care of this. And Lord Vishnu immediately transformed his appearance into that of a Shiva Brahmachari with Rudraksha beads. And this demon came by, this Vrikasura came by, and Lord Vishnu said, where are you going so quickly? And the demon said, I'm chasing after Lord Shiva. I'm going to cause his head to split into 1,000,000,000 pieces, and I want Durga, and I have this benediction. And Lord Vishnu said very peacefully, don't you understand, Lord Shiva's benedictions don't work too well. You know, don't believe what, you know, why are you wasting your human form of life and all your life's heirs and running around like this? Just calm down. And this Vrikasura, he had some doubts. He thought, calm down. But what am I going to do with this benediction? And Lord Vishnu said, you should test it first before you waste all your energy running around. And he said, the demon Ubacha, he said, how should I test it? And Lord Vishnu said, that's easy. You just touch your own head. And if it doesn't split into 1,000,000 pieces, you know the Lord Shiva was lying to you. And if it does, then you can continue running after Lord Shiva. This is, you know, demons think like that, or they don't think. We'll be finished in a second. Actually, I could go on forever about Lord Shiva. I've got a few more minutes. Okay. And so then what happened? The demon touched his head, and that's the rest of the story. And then he was saved. And just one more manifestation of Lord Shiva, which is actually my favorite manifestation, is that everybody knows who Hanuman is? No? Nobody knows. So, Lord Shiva, it's interesting, Lord Shiva and Parvati had, basically this is an internal story, had an embryo transplant. And that embryo, they had a child, that embryo was transplanted by Vayu. into Anjani. You know Anjani? Like Hanuman's called Anjani Sutta. So Hanuman is actually an expansion, empowered expansion of Lord Shiva. So we worship Hanuman. Hanuman gives devotees great strength. We worship Shiva for great strength and service to Ram. Hanuman is a servant of Ram. There was one, there was one impersonalist. Impersonalism means you think everything's one. Hanuman and Ram is the same, Shiva and Vishnu are the same. That makes you Pashandi. So there was one impersonalist who said, when Hanuman is with Ram, he becomes Ram. That's ridiculous. Hanuman is eternally separate, a separate individual, but he's eternally one with Ram in service. He's always at Ram's feet. And Lord Shiva is also worshiping Ram, and Lord Shiva initiated Durga Devi, his wife, into the chanting of Ram Nam. So he's a devotee of Ram. So anyway, so Tuesday is going to be Shivaratri. I could tell millions of stories about Lord Shiva because he's actually one of my favorite persons. Because I actually have a deity of Lord Shiva on my altar. And meditating deity, Lord Shiva is meditating on Krishna and Vishnu. So it's very inspires me whenever I see Lord Shiva. And also I have Hanuman on my altar. See? I'm not just a fanatic Hare Krishna devotee. I am liberal. So I'm just very inspired whenever I think about Lord Shiva and Ram and Hanuman and Krishna and Gopishra Mahadev and Kundeshra Mahadev, which is another expansion of Lord Shiva, who protects Radhakund. All these different expansions of Lord Shiva present in the spiritual world, protecting and giving us entry into the spiritual world, because when we serve devotees, Mahatseva Mahurvi Muktes, when we serve devotees, then the door to the spiritual world opens. So today and Tuesday and next Sunday, see? You get 3 days. Then we are respecting, worshiping, honoring Lord Shiva and praying for his mercy, not to make someone's head split into 1,000 pieces. Anyway, I can think of certain people, not in America, who shall remain nameless, but to actually get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anyway, thank you very much. We have I went on 10 more minutes than I was supposed to. What? Oh, Ishwara Puri. I got a whole class about him if you want to stay around for another hour. All right, let me go real quickly. So I took some notes. Lord Shiva, I didn't need notes on because I dream of Lord Shiva a lot, so it's not. He helped me with my diet. It's true. He helped make me healthy. And actually, 20, 30 years ago, I was not that healthy, and he actually cured me. But that's another story which I'm not going to tell in class. So Ishwara Puri, just to tell a long story in a short form, he was the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is, of course, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, who was actually the main trunk in pure devotional service. And he took care of his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, as Madhavendra Puri was leaving the planet. So the disciple is supposed to serve the spiritual master in Vani and Vapu. Vapu means while the spiritual master is on the planet, serve like a menial servant, and when he leaves, then you serve the instructions of the spiritual master. Of course, you should also serve the instructions while he's still around, too. That's another thing. And so he got the blessing of Madhavendra Puri that, my dear boy, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I can only pray to Krishna that he will be pleased with you. And then Ishwara Puri traveled around all the holy places, especially Navadvip, where Lord Chaitanya was, and also visited Shantipur, where Dvaitacharya was he was trying to be in disguise, not actually tell everybody or show everybody that he was a Vaishnava sannyasi, but he was recognized by Advaitacharya as well as by Mukunda when Mukunda sang some songs about Krishna. And he started rolling, Ishwara Puri started rolling on the ground in ecstasy. And eventually, he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before, when Lord Chaitanya was Nimai Pandit. When Lord Chaitanya was initiated, and there's some descriptions that Lord Chaitanya actually edited one of his books about Krishna called the Krishna Lilamrita. It's a wonderful book. And then eventually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to commemorate the passing away of Purim Pinda. Because of the passing away of his father, he met Ishwara Puri, and he took initiation from Ishwara Puri there. And not only that, he hosted Ishwara Puri. Lord Chaitanya's wife was not there at that particular juncture, but he personally cooked for Ishwara Puri and fed him prasadam. And so, let's see, after Ishwara Puri initiated Lord Chaitanya with the mantra. There's a description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Gaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwara Puri, and immediately afterwards he exhibited signs of love of Godhead. He again displayed such symptoms after returning home. So in other words, before Lord Chaitanya was initiated, he didn't really display his signs of love of Godhead because he was trying to illustrate through his example the importance of accepting a spiritual master. Almost finished. And so it's described that Supreme Lord himself taught one how one should serve the Guru. Without serving a great devotee, it's not possible to open the door of liberation or to Krishna consciousness. So the birthplace of Ishwara Puri is located within the present town of Halihor. You know where that is? No. Which is near the Kanchapara railway station. This is from Prabhupada's words. So by the time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, Ishwara Puri had left this world, and Ishwara Puri sent his two disciples, Govinda and Kashishvara Brahmachari, to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So there's some information. I have a lot more, but we have time. So today is the disappearance celebration, commemoration of Ishwara Puri, great personality, who became the guru of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's amazing. And how did he become the guru? Because he served his guru. It's described when Madhavendra Puri was leaving the planet, he served him in a very menial way. He was cleaning up. You know, if someone is very old and sick, you definitely have to clean all sorts of things, you know, bodily fluids and stuff like that. And Madhavendra Puri was being served in that menial way by this educated person, Ishwara Puri. You know, many of us think that we're too good for certain types of menial service. I've run into that before. Sometimes someone will come to the movement and come from a very rich family, and they'll think, I cannot clean the pots. When I was young, I always had someone clean the pots for me, tie my shoelaces for me, brush my teeth for me, brush my hair for me, so it's too good for me. I had people say that to me. In Spanish, one person once said, I'm not a para todos. That means I'm not someone who can do anything. So a devotee is a servant, gopi bharata para kamala dasa 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 anudasa. And so Ishwara Puri, by relating to his spiritual master in that way, he became so blessed that he became related to spiritual master. Of course, no one can really be the spiritual master of God, but at least in the past times, he was the spiritual master of the Supreme Personality of God. And so that's a lesson for all of us in our own service. We serve Guru, we serve Vaishnavas, and then perfection is there. Bahat seva mahur vimuktes. Okay, so we have the children who are getting restless. So thank you very much. All Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. So So let's thank His Holiness Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj for the wonderful class on glories of Lord Shiva. Hari Bol. And it's so nice to hear about the glories of Lord Shiva so we can prepare our consciousness for Tuesday Shivaratri festival. So thank you so much, Maharaj. So the children are getting restless, so without further ado, we'll have the children come out and they're going to do a presentation. Maharaj, would you like to sit on this side? Bro, you want to come? Hare Krishna. Go. Okay. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So as I mentioned earlier, we have this Sunday school and every 8 weeks is one batch. So they have finished their 8 weeks, so they are going to present what they learned in the past 8 weeks. They already did their whole presentation last week, which was like elaborate with PowerPoint presentation and, you know, gave a whole talk on different aspects of art of decision making. Today is just going to be brief because short of time, they're just going to briefly present what they have learned. And we have two batches on the Sunday school. And one is led by Ratna Radhika and one by Mother Kamalini. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, everybody. Hare Krishna. So by the mercy and blessings of Sri Sri Radha Golokananda Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Bir Krishna Maharaj, we're very grateful to have the Sunday school in session again in person after a long time with COVID. And so like my husband was saying, we have two batches, 4 to 7 and 8 and up. So we have been studying in the 8 and up class about the art of decision making based on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And last week, the students presented amazing PowerPoint presentations and drawings and posters just showing what they learned. But today, they were just going to do small little sessions or little things that they learned, samples. So I will call your name. So please come out and stand in line. Okay.
Hare Krishna, everyone. My name is Aparajit. So, in the past 8 weeks, my class has been learning about 6 ways to make good decisions. So those are, as Swaraj drawn here, S, Shreyas, and then I, Intelligence, B, Books, T, Teachers, A, Association. And G,
Goals.
So Namit did a presentation on Shreyas and Preyas. Can you explain to us about that?
So I did a presentation on Shreyas and Preyas, and so basically Shreyas is like your long-term goals and what like benefits you over a long time, and you when you make these decisions you look towards like other people and not just yourself. And Shreyas is like, or Preyas is like your immediate short-term goals and what you want right now. And whenever you're like making a decision, you want to look towards Shreyas and make sure the decision you're making is good for everyone around you and yourself. Thank you.
So Shreyas is like you thinking about the long term, not the short term. And Preyas is you thinking about the short term, not the long term. So one example of Shreyas is one time I wanted to go outside, but that day I already played outside a lot, so I decided to study, and I knew studying was better for me. And Preyas, one example of Preyas was that one time I wanted to like drink soda, but I knew water was better for me, which I drank the soda.
And now they're going to recite the Bhagavad Gita verse where Arjuna is talking about Shreyas. Alyssa, can you explain it?
Natcha Shreya Nupashyami. No. The verse means, Krishna is, Arjuna is saying to Krishna that, how can I kill all my friends, family, and neighbors? And what will come from any good? What good from will come from killing them?
Next, we talked about intelligence, getting the intelligence strong. So, Harini, can you explain what you talked about?
So, last week we presented in the classroom. And I talked about the intelligence, the mind, and the five senses. So the intelligence controls the mind, and the mind controls the six senses.
Reg did a poster on it.
Hare Krishna. This is my project from last week. It talks about the mind, the mind and the intelligence. It has four topics. What is the mind? The mind is a place where you store all your unfulfilled desires and your thoughts. What the intelligence is? The intelligence is the decision maker. It chooses what to do. It's just a decision maker. Okay, what does the mind do? The mind is the place where you think of your desires, what you like to do, what you want and what you don't want. What the intelligence does is the decision maker between the good choices and the bad choices. Hare Krishna.
Harish also did another project. You can stand in front. You want to hold it for yourself?
So I did a project about the chariot analogy in Bhagavad Gita. So the horses represent the senses. The reins which control the horses are the mind. The driver is the intelligence, the soul is the passenger, and the chariot is the body. So Sometimes the mind and the intelligence get in arguments. If you use Shreyas, it will lead to a good decision. If you use Prayas, it might lead to a bad decision. So, this is what it says here. The mind always likes or hates and thinks Prayas, although the intelligence thinks Shreyas and thinks, okay, maybe is it good? Is it not good? Like that. And Hare Krishna.
And now we'll recite the Bhagavad Gita verse about the intelligence. Evam param buddha sastra manam atmana ishatumahapao kamarupam durasharam. Okay, Harish, can you explain it?
So the verse from Bhagavad Gita means that when you can study the mind you can study the mind and conquer lust by gaining deliberate spiritual intelligence. Hare Krishna.
Next, we talked about scriptures or books that help us make good decisions. Vedant, want to say something?
So, books are give us the right path for Krishna consciousness. And so some examples for books are Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
And next we talk the importance about having teachers who can guide us to make good decisions. Madhav, can you explain something about that? Come stand here, please.
So mine was teachers, and teachers are there to guide you and help and impart knowledge onto you. And even Krishna had a teacher, and you also need a spiritual teacher to guide you. One example of how a teacher guided his disciple was Mrigari the hunter story. Mrigari was a hunter who liked to kill animals half dead just for the pleasure. And soon Narad Muni came and he explained Mrigari that this was wrong, and Mrigari soon realized his mistake and became a good devotee. To choose a guru can help you in different ways. And to choose a correct guru, a guru must be in the chain of disciplic succession. A guru must have fully knowledge about The guru must have full knowledge about Krishna, should be fully surrendered, and should be able to impart knowledge onto Krishna. The verse 4.2, Evam Para Param Praptam, explains the chain of disciplic succession. And that's how a guru can guide you, and that's why teachers are very important. Hare Krishna.
And Viraj also spoke about teachers.
Hare Krishna, my name is Viraj, and I made a presentation about teachers. Spiritual teachers are there to help you and guide you to connect with divine God, and teachers are there to help you learn and educate you, and there to simplify the complex, and yeah. Hare Krishna.
And now they will recite a verse, 434 from Bhagavad Gita, about approaching a spiritual master. Tadvidi Madhav.
This verse talks about approaching a spiritual master and the mood to approach a spiritual master. You must approach a spiritual master in a humble and a submissive mood.
Next, we talked about the importance of goals, having goals. So, Divyansh.
So, basically, my presentation was about goals. So it's about achieving them and making them. So in making goals, I stated you need to make good goals that will be beneficial for you in the long term and that won't stir up short-term trouble. And for achieving goals, I said there's many factors in achieving them, and you need to consider them before you decide how you're gonna achieve your goals. For example, let's say you have a goal of having good subject matter expertise in some spiritual class. A good way to achieve that would be paying attention in class, as that would help you achieve the goal in the long term.
Arush also spoke about goals.
So, like, to achieve a goal, you need some material goals and spiritual goals. A material goal could be, like, maybe getting aces and maybe getting, like, a really good job. And then, like, a spiritual goal would be, like, doing prayers every single day, chanting Hare Krishna, like, 2 times a day. And another spiritual goal will be, like, reading Bhagavad Gita. And all of these goals will make you successful in life.
And now they will recite a verse about steadying the intelligence with goals. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha purananjana bhusha kaya tascha
buddhaya vyavasayina. So this verse basically talks about making goals. So it says that if someone is resolute and they have only one aim, they will succeed in reaching that goal. Because if you have like many goals, then you're not completely focused on each goal. And if you're not focused, you might not reach it. Whereas if you just have one aim, then you'll be more focused on it, and there's a higher chance that you'll reach it. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Come on out. Yeah. So they just want to come and sit down, the little kids. Okay, come and sit. Okay, have a seat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sit next to Mother Kamalini. Come, come. Okay, back up. Can you sit over there? Sit next to Mother Kamalini. Okay, and then the last one about making good decisions was good association. Akshaj?
So my presentation was mostly about how association and how it helps you in spiritual activities and how it improves your intelligence. So when your intelligence improves, it can take control of the mind. And also, good association is like chanting arati and stuff like that. And so your friends could influence you in good things, like good association, and also you could have friends which can influence you in bad stuff. Thank you.
And the final verse that they learned about association, 10:9. Machitta matkata prana
So this verse basically means that pure devotees of Krishna associate together to hear about Krishna because they can't just get enough about Krishna.
So now I will introduce you, each of them, and after I'm done introducing you, please, all of you students, please offer your obeisances to Veer Krishna Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and to Radha Golokananda, okay? To get their blessings and all the Vaishnavas so that they can all give blessings to these beautiful, very enthusiastic students. So here are their names. We have Aparajit, Haribo, Namit, Krishav, Swara, Alyssa, Harini, Raj, Haresh, Vedant, Madhav, Viraj, Divyansh, Arush, Akshaj. Haribo! I ask the blessings of all the devotees here and Maharaj to please bless these children so that they can progress very wonderfully in their spiritual lives and come closer to Krishna's lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Haribo! And now, all of you, we have to switch places. So this group has to stand up and this group can sit here, okay? Yeah. Krishna, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mother Kamalini has been teaching young children for decades, and she's such an amazing teacher. She makes Krishna consciousness fun with stories, puppet shows, songs, and I wish I had that when I was, I could have been in her class. Okay, so... Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Thank you all for coming. I'm so sorry that most of you are not qualified to be in this class. Some of you have to wait a year or two. Some of you have to wait till your next life. Because we have so much fun. Every week we have a puppet show. We sing different songs. We chant Hare Krishna. Now, do you know that yogis, they have to spend lifetimes coming to this platform? So these may look like ordinary children, but they're great yogis. So please bless them that they can spread Krishna consciousness as well. Jai Hare Krishna. So we'll just do a little something, first of all. And you can chant along with us. Nice deep breath. Om. Thank you. maybe everybody can sing along with us now that they taught you. Ready? I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Round whose neck swings a flower garland, beautified with the moonlight. His hands are adorned with a flute and jeweled ornaments, and he always revels in pastimes of love. His graceful form is eternally manifest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama, Hare Hare Jai. So I'll just introduce them quickly. At the end, you can applaud. So Radha, Niranjan, Leela, you can bow when I say, Krishna, Nandini, Alex, Arana, Govind, and Spruha. Thank you very much. Jai, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mother Kamalini, for a wonderful class, teaching these wonderful kids. So thank you all for watching, and we look forward to next 8 weeks that we can do another presentation for you all. If you're interested in having your children join the Sunday school, please come talk to me after. And thank you to all the parents for all of your support, helping the children learn, and just sending your kids to these, the Sunday school. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So all children, just be seated for a minute. Sit down, Alex. Sit down. Hare Krishna. So let's give a big Hare Bol to all the children for their wonderful presentation. Hare Bol!
Yes, I'm very impressed with the advancement the children are making, their Sanskrit chanting, and the dedication of the teachers. I mean, I can see that we have a wonderful future in the Krishna Conscious Movement with all these great leaders, because all these children will become leaders of the Krishna Conscious Movement, and now I know I can retire. All right, thank you very much.
So we'd like to thank the teachers, Her Grace Mother Kamalini and Ratna Radhika. Rivo. Thank you to each one of the children. Beautiful presentation. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So just one quick announcement before we go down for prasadam. Is Jai Shri Mataji here? She's downstairs. Okay. And we would like to thank Jai Shri Mataji and Uttama Shloka Prabhu for all their services over the years at New Goloka Dham. It was really nice. They, you know, started their Krishna consciousness here, and to actually see them grow in their Krishna conscious journey, and they actually offered different services to the temples. We had different spiritual trips together. So it was wonderful to have their association. And we'd like to thank both of them for the wonderful service that they have offered to New Goloka Dham. And we pray that as they move on to their next phase, they are moving to Canada, we pray that they can enthusiastically continue in their Krishna consciousness And also now with Govind, Govind can grow up and become a wonderful devotee. So let's chant the Hare Krishna mantra as a gratitude for all their services and praying for them for a wonderful Krishna conscious future. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. And also we are less than 3 weeks away from the most awaited festival of the year, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Sri Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsav Ki. So the most auspicious day is coming. 17th of March is the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this year it falls on the 17th of March, which is a Thursday. And since it's a working day, we'll have a program in the evening, starting from 5 p.m. onwards. And that'll be a class by His Holiness Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj and Maha Abhishek. And that'll be a very wonderful drama presentation, particularly on the pastime of Maha Prakash Leela. So it'll be a wonderful festival. We request, if possible, take a half day, come early so you can help with the festivities, with the setup, with the cooking, and different aspects of the festival. The festival starts from 5 onwards, but services will go on throughout the day. So please spread the word. We also have Facebook events, WhatsApp messages. Share the message to all your friends so that everyone can come and receive the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Again, 17th of March, Thursday evening, starting at 5 p.m. Right? And also, if anyone would like to sponsor any aspects of this festival, the entire Mahaprasadam feast for the Gaur Purnima festival is $301. The flowers for the festival is $251. Maha Aartik and Maha Abhishek for $108. So if you'd like to sponsor any aspects of the festival, please do reach out to myself. I'll be downstairs near the Prasadam table. Okay. So please spread the word about Sri Gaur Purnima Maha Mahotsav on 17th of March, less than 3 weeks from today. Okay. And also, we would like to thank Gaurangi Ishi here. Yeah, right there, behind. So she's actually making the posters for our festivals, and you can see how beautiful a poster she has designed. So we'd like to thank her for her wonderful seva in making these beautiful posters for the festival. Sri Gaur Purnima Maha Mahotsav Ki. And this is the time of the year, if anyone here in this temple does not have a full set of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the time to get a whole set. It's 9 books, and this is the entire life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we're doing a very special festival discount for this entire set. How many of you have the Chaitanya Charitamrita sets? Please raise your hands. Oh, I see a large percentage who do not have the Chaitanya Charitamrita set. So please take a copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita set. This is the best. This is ecstasy. Just reading this book is ecstasy. How do you practically live a life of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is shown through the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Plus you get an entire tour of all the holy places in South India. And it's just bliss from starting to end. So please, everyone, take a full set of Chaitanya Charitamrita. From now until Gaur Purnima, we have a very special prize. So please stop by our book table to receive a Chaitanya Charitamrita set. Okay? So thank you so much. So we'll proceed downstairs. We'll have the Mahaprasadam feast. And next Sunday, we'll also have the cultural programs for the Shivratri Shivratri festival. So next Sunday, there'll be wonderful cultural performances.